Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about dementia, a problem that so many of us hope that we never have to face. There's no cure or proven way to prevent it, and dementia is radically underfunded in the United States compared to the other major illnesses such as cancer, diabetes, or heart disease. Tonight we talk about how we would like to be treated if we were diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. Most of us would want to live a dignified life filled with purpose and respect. And tonight we talk about how to create such a setting. And my guests this evening are Dr. Kelly O'Shea Carney, a licensed psychologist who is the executive director of the Center for Excellence in Dementia Care at Phoebe Ministries. Under her capable leadership, all four of the Phoebe Ministries campuses received the Alzheimer Foundation of America Excellence in Dementia Care Program of Distinction Award. And Lori LeBay, who is the founder and CEO of Alzheimer Speaks, a U.S.-based group advocating for the provision of education and support for those dealing with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And she has been the number one online influencer for Alzheimer's by ShareCare with Dr. Oz in November of 2012, and is believed to be the first friendly dementia community in the U.S. And Trina Johnson Brady, the community relations specialist at Phoebe Ministries. She has been with the organization for 13 years and is responsible for organizing conferences and programs offered by the Phoebe Institute on Aging. And we'll talk later about the upcoming Phoebe conference on dementia and Alzheimer-related diseases. The Institute promotes quality of life and care for the aging and their families, and is well known for its innovative educational programs, cooperative ventures, and outreach activities. Welcome to WDIY, and thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives with this very difficult but very imminent problem. Let's start with you, Dr. Kelly O'Shea. How did you become involved with the dementia program?
Well, as a psychologist, my specialty was in aging. And when you work with older adults, you certainly get lots of exposure to older adults who are struggling with memory loss and cognitive changes. And so over time, I developed an expertise and a real passion for dementia. My work at Phoebe began about 2 years ago when we launched our Center for Excellence in Dementia Care, and was a natural outgrowth of work that I had been doing for years as a consultant and as a trainer in dementia care.
And Lori LeBay, who speaks to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Lori, how did you become involved in the dementia care and seeking a more friendly environment for dementia care?
Well, I came in the back door like many. I had a mother who had the disease for 30 years, so more than half of my life I had to learn how to live with this disease. And, you know, I just found that there weren't enough tools. There was a lot about research and statistics, but people really weren't talking about how to live with the disease. What do you do? How do you do it? How do you maintain your relationships? And so it's become my passion and my life's mission to shift caregiving from crisis to comfort around the world now for dementia care.
How old was Mother when she began to show signs?
In her mid-50s, which is my age, so everyone asks me, you know, are you worried? And I try not to focus on that because, you know, there's a lot of normal memory loss and forgetting that we all have.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Lori LeBay, because we all worry when we put down a piece of paper or a pad and we know where it is and we turn around and we can't find it. Is that a symptom?
Well, you know, they tell us that at the age of 20 we start losing brain cells, and not that they can't be regenerated again, but You know, we all misplace things. We all can be forgetful at times. And, you know, when it becomes a problem is really when it starts interfering with our life. So, for example, we all lose our keys, you know, and we can panic that, oh, I can't find my keys. But if you know what your keys still look like and they show up a little bit later, you're probably okay. You know, but if you're looking for your keys and you don't literally know what they look like anymore, then that's a significant issue. That needs to be, you know, you need to get to the doctor and do some checking on. And so there's all different types of signs, but we've all tucked stuff away, you know, because we didn't want anyone to find it for a birthday gift, and then we can't find it. A lot of that stuff is very, very normal.
Well, I think that was a very good example. It's not about misplacing the keys. It's about forgetting what the keys look like in the first place that begins to be a sign. Would you agree with that, Kelly?
I would, and I guess to add on to what Lori said, that it really comes down to daily function. If you're able to do your everyday tasks, if you're able to balance your checkbook, if you're able to manage your home, if you're able to get to the grocery store and get your groceries and get them back home and get them put away and all of those things that we do every day, then that's a sign that a little mild forgetfulness now and then is probably not too much to be concerned about. But when you notice that you cannot do the things that you used to be able to do because of that memory loss, then you become more concerned.
And Lori LeBay, you have been a caregiver for a very long time. What kinds of things did you do to help mom and help yourself?
Well, a lot of it was trying to, you know, make things normal, because with this disease, a lot of friends and relatives pull away. And so maintaining relationship, I think, is number one, you know, the key thing to do. But, you know, being much more accessible for conversations and interactions and taking her to the store and, you know, just helping her wherever I could. And there's a fine line for care partners, and, you know, I've struggled with this myself, is we get this big long list of things to do, and we think that it's all person-centered because it's all about taking care of the other person, arranging medical appointments and doing things like that. But sometimes we get so focused on the task that we take away people's independence, because we can do it better, we can do it faster. And there's a really fine line in terms of serving a person with dignity and letting them be as independent as possible. And so that's something I think that we all, you know, both as individual care partners and as communities at large, have to really look at closely.
We're going to come back to you in just a moment, Lori LeBay, and we're going to talk about the cafe that you've organized, the Memory Cafe. But first, I want to remind you, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about, are we willing to become dementia-friendly? And my guests this evening are Kelly O'Shea Carney, a licensed clinical psychologist and a certified geriatric care manager and executive director of the Dementia Center for Excellence at Phoebe Ministries. We're talking with Lori LeBay, the founder and CEO of Alzheimer Speaks. And mm-hmm. We're talking with Trina Brady, who is a community relations specialist at Phoebe Ministries. And we're going to hear from her later about the conference that's coming up if you want to find out more about dementia care and meet Lori LeBay and Kelly O'Shea Carney in person. Tell us, Lori LeBay, how did you come up with the Memory Cafe? What is that about?
Well, actually, I didn't come up with it. The UK was just so graceful and shared the concept with us. It's something that they've been doing for several years. And I heard about it through social media, got very excited, talked with them. They actually rewrote the criteria to be dementia-friendly and said, take it and go, build them, they will come. And I said, what do you want? And they said, absolutely nothing. This is what the people need. Just take it, embrace it, and you will be amazed. And it has been one of the most incredible experiences that I've ever been involved in my entire life.
Lori LeBay, could you tell us what is it like, the Memory Cafe? Give us an example.
Sure. The thing that's different about it is it allows the person with early memory loss and their care partner to come together as a couple, as a daughter and a mom, or a father and a son, or whatever, friends. It allows people to have the relationship and be within like-minded parties where there's no embarrassment, there's no stigmas. No one has to apologize for any behaviors if they would creep up, and rarely do they. And they just feel like they belong again. And there's so much isolation that comes with this disease. People really don't understand the severity of it and how it impacts people. And they just blossom. They talk on the phone. They meet for lunch and dinner. They come in the room and they're giving hugs, hello and goodbye. They're sharing real life stories, and it happens instantly. On the very first time somebody comes to a meeting, they'll walk in the door, maybe a little bit shy, and 2 hours later, they walk out empowered, feeling connected, and an advocate for the disease. It's incredible to see the transformation that takes place so quickly, because the people that are already in the group know what it feels like to walk in. They know how isolating they were, and they want to change that for others. And so they're so welcoming, and they have such honest conversations. We typically start out with something called bummers and blessings. So what didn't go so right in your life in the last 2 weeks, and then what are you grateful for? And the nice thing with the group is the disease comes second, and the relationships come first. So it's really about building community.
Well, I want to thank you so much for that. It sounds very exciting, and you're going to be coming to the conference in October. So we're going to talk more about in the second half of the program when we come back to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very interesting and very special program. It's called Are We Willing to Become Dementia Friendly? And if we are willing, how do we go about creating a community that is safe, that is supportive for the person who is diagnosed with dementia and other related disorders, as well as for the caregiver? And in the first part of the program, we just spoke with Lori LeBay, who is the founder and CEO of Alzheimer's Speaks, a U.S.-based group advocating for the provision of education and support for those dealing with Alzheimer's. Lori, tell us how we can get to you online and what you're going to be speaking about at the upcoming conference, which Trina is going to tell us a little bit more about later. How do we get in contact with you online?
Sure. It's real easy. Just go to alzheimersspeaks.com, and that's ALZHEIMERS, and then speaks.com. There's a contact button, but there they can find out about the Purple Angel program, the memory cafes, the radio show we do, the blog, the resource directory. There's just tons and tons of information on the site.
And
it's all about raising everyone's voice.
And they can come and meet you at the upcoming conference on October 16th, which Trina is going to tell us about. And I want to thank you so much, Lori LeBay, for being with us.
Thank you.
And Trina, tell us about the upcoming conference.
Sure. We have our fall conference this year is titled Building Friendly Communities, Addressing Alzheimer's and Related Disorders. And it's on October 16th at DeSales University, and that's in the University Center building at DeSales. Lori is our keynote speaker. She will be speaking about creating dementia-friendly communities, and she also has a breakout session at our program in which she will talk about memory cafes and her experience of bringing the memory cafes to America as the first one in America. It was initiated in the UK originally.
people are going to want to meet you in person, I know. So I look forward to meeting you myself in person.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, Eleanor.
Tell us, Kelly, the program at Phoebe Ministries, the program that has been developed to support people who have dementia and their caregivers, has won an award. Tell us about it.
Our award was from the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and its recognition for excellence in care in memory support. So Phoebe has a long history of excellence in memory care, and that had been demonstrated in a variety of ways on each of our campuses. We have four campuses throughout our region. And because of that history of really supporting people with dementia, Phoebe decided to launch their Center for Excellence in Dementia Care, which is only 2 years old now, but we're very proud of the work that we're doing around dementia. So one of the focuses of our Center for Excellence in Dementia Care has been to implement best practices in dementia care and standardize those best practices across all of our campuses as well as our community-based services. So, for example, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America recognizes our excellence in care because we do find creative ways to keep people engaged and to provide them with meaningful activity. And Lori talked about that, about how important it is to give older adults who have cognitive loss the opportunities to socialize and to be engaged in activities that they'll enjoy. Our caregivers are all very well educated in dementia at Phoebe. When new people come to work for us, they get 8 hours of training on basic dementia care, and then those who work on our memory support neighborhoods get another 8 hours every single year in dementia care. In addition to that, we have innovative programs like we have a rehabilitation program for people who have dementia. Often people who need physical therapy, occupational therapy, have difficulty in those therapies because of their cognitive loss. But we've developed a program to provide that kind of care in a way that supports them in spite of their cognitive loss. We have pastoral care services directed at people with cognitive loss. And so we look for a variety of ways to focus on the strengths of the individual with dementia, to support them in those strengths, and to engage them as they are able to be engaged. And that's how we've earned that excellence in care designation.
Can you give us just one example of one person with a difficulty that has been engaged in the program and how it helped them?
Absolutely. So the rehabilitation program that I spoke about, for example, we call it our NET program, and NET stands for Neurocognitive Engagement Therapy. We've had a number of individuals who have come to us. Perhaps they were living at home with a caregiver. They had a fall. They had an injury, went to the hospital, then came to us for rehab. Now, in other settings, some of these folks with more advanced dementia might not be able to participate in therapy and may have been told that because of that, they would have to stay in the nursing home. But we've had several examples of people who have come to us, and through our NET program, we've been able to creatively engage them in therapy. So, for example, maybe somebody needs to get strong again in terms of their standing, but they don't know how to stand in parallel bars. That's confusing to them. Well, maybe that person used to be a dancer. So instead of trying to stand them in parallel bars, we try to stand them and dance with them. They still get the strengthening of their legs. They still improve their balance. And soon, they're able to walk and be able to go home.
Well, I think that's outstanding because you're connecting with something that they've already loved before. It's something that they've lost, and you've helped them to regain it. And that gives them joy and willingness to participate even more in the rehab program. That's outstanding.
Absolutely. Well, and you've really put your finger on it, Eleanor. It's really about knowing who the person is, knowing what their interests are, knowing what their strengths are, not just focusing on what's been lost, but focusing on what remains and connecting that with their interests and their hobbies and the things that they used to like to do. And when you utilize that information and build your care around that information, then it's excellence in dementia care.
Well, I think that's outstanding. And I'm really excited about the upcoming program that Phoebe Ministries has developed. Tell us about the conference that's taking place, Trina.
We are having a conference on October 16th at DeSales University in the University Center building, and it's called Building Friendly Communities, Addressing Alzheimer's and Related Disorders. The conference is focusing on dementia-friendly communities and how to create a dementia-friendly community where we live. We have Brian Duke, the Secretary of Aging, will be speaking on the State Alzheimer's Plan, and Lori LeBay will be speaking on creating dementia-friendly communities.
Now, how do people get to, if they would like to go, is there any cost for the conference?
No, this is a free conference, which is made possible by our sponsors and our donors. And people can go to phoebe.org/PIA conference. That's P as in Paul, I as in Isaac, and A as in Adam conference. And or they can call 610-794-5150 or email tbrady@phoebe.org to get more information.
Thank you for giving the phone number. We don't give phone, we don't talk by the phone very much anymore. Let's come back, Kelly, to give us some other examples of creating more understanding for the caregiver. Are there any programs that are set aside to help the caregiver, perhaps at home, to understand and become more friendly in the care of their partner or their aunt or their mother or their uncle?
Well, Eleanor, I'm glad to hear you raise the issue of caregivers, because that really is at least half of the equation, right? So we need to think about the individuals affected by cognitive loss. But for every person with cognitive loss, there is a family member or a friend or a community member who is helping to support them. And we need to support those caregivers. So at Phoebe Ministries in particular, we have a number of programs for caregivers. We offer support groups. We offer educational programs. We offer geriatric care management services. And geriatric care management services in particular provide the caregiver with guidance and consultation, if you will, on how to care for their loved one. In addition to that, Phoebe Institute on Aging, the same group that is sponsoring the conference we're talking about, has recently launched a new dementia committee. And the focus of that dementia committee is to talk about how to help the Lehigh Valley become a dementia-friendly community. So we have representatives from business, from healthcare, from education, from social services within the Lehigh Valley who are all working together to talk about how can we make the Lehigh Valley more friendly for people with cognitive loss. And our first focus really is how do we raise awareness and how do we educate? Because the more that our community members are aware of dementia, the more educated they are about it, the more they can support both the caregiver and the person with cognitive loss.
What do we really need to understand about dementia? Very often, I have heard of caregivers who are perhaps they're one member of the family unit, and they have siblings, but one person steps up from the family unit and is the caregiver, becomes the caregiver. However, the person who is the caregiver has a rival with a sibling, and when the patient with dementia sees that the caregiver, he calls him by the sibling's name. He doesn't recognize who is giving the care and the love and the appreciation. How do we help that person deal with that resentment?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing we have to acknowledge is that caregiving is really, it's a difficult role. It's challenging to be the caregiver for somebody with cognitive impairment. And in fact, many of the studies that have been done show that caregivers for individuals with dementia have higher stress levels than caregivers of other kinds. And so I think you're right. We do need to think about how to support those folks. Within our communities, I think it begins with awareness of the challenges of dementia. It begins with reducing the stigma of dementia so that caregivers feel like they can ask for help. And then it also requires making sure that we can provide assistance and support and resources to the caregiver.
And if you want to find out more, you must find a way to make room on your calendar for October 16th at DeSales University. And call the following number,
610-794-5150.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly O'Shea-Carney, Executive Director, Phoebe Ministries Program on Dementia Care. and Trina Johnson Brady, Community Relations Specialist at Phoebe Ministries, and Lori LeBay, CEO of Alzheimer Speaks, for helping us to understand that it is possible to create a warm and accepting environment for both the caregiver as well as the patient with dementia through setting up dementia-friendly communities, through the Memory Cafe, through different kinds of activities that support both the caregiver as well as the person with dementia. If you want further information, you may want to attend the conference, Building Friendly Communities Addressing Alzheimer's and Related Disorders, on Thursday, October 16th, from 8 in the morning to 4:30 p.m. at DeSales University. And you may contact the following phone number,
610-794-5150, or visit phoebe.org.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.